Vietnamese flag. It was the time of the Vietnam War. And he said to me, "Hey, could you carry the flag for me?" And I said, "Okay." There was so much happening that I didn't notice all the photographers. The next day, the photo was on the cover of magazines all over the world. When my grandfather saw it, he immediately ordered me to come to his house. He was furious, really, really angry. He said, "That's it. You are a communist. I'm not going to leave you anything, not a penny." I walked out of the room, and I never saw him again. 6 months later, he died, and I didn't get any money from him. Nothing.
1.44.
En mai 1968, je suis rentré à Paris. In May 1968, I came back to Paris. It was a very exciting time. There were a lot of demonstrations and fighting between students and the police. I wasn't really interested in politics. I wasn't a communist or an anarchist. But I loved the atmosphere. All the students were fighting for freedom, for revolution, and the French police were everywhere. On May the 15th, I was with thousands of other young people. We were walking toward the Place de la Bastille. I was tired, so a friend picked me up and I sat on his shoulders. Another boy, who was walking next to us, was carrying a